And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Tuesday morning to take a look at the numbers as they're trading in Chicago and talk a little bit about the weather forecast, too. In fact, for the Urbana-Champaign area today, a chance of rainfall, some snow before 3 o'clock this afternoon, then a light chance of snow between 3 and 5. Cloudy, a temperature falling to about 29 degrees by 5 this afternoon. It'll be breezy out there on a north-northwest wind at 8 to 13 today, increasing to 8 to 23 by the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 34. Chance of precip during the day set at 50% for the area. Clouding gradually becoming partly cloudy this evening. The low of 21 degrees. Blustery and northwest wind at 17 to 22. That'll decrease to 7 to 12 miles an hour. And then winds could gust as high as 29 throughout the night. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. A high near 37. West-northwest winds at 5 to 8 miles an hour. Here's what the numbers look like in Chicago at this hour. Futures in the grain pit. Nearby corn at $3.54.5, up 1 cent on a turnaround Tuesday. The May contract at $3.57.25, a quarter higher. July up a quarter at $3.62, and December at $3.76, a quarter of a cent higher. March beans at $8.54.75, up 1 3/4. The May at $8.61.5, up a half, and July unchanged. That's trading at $8.67.5. November beans at $8.73.5 are unchanged. Bean meal March contract at $2.58.50, that's down 80 cents. And the bean oil at $30.67, up 3 cents at this hour. March wheat futures are 2 3/4 lower at $4.42.25. July at $4.55.5 are down 4 3/4. July hard red at $4.62, down 5 1/4. Live cattle futures today trading the April at $136.62.5, down 35 cents. And the June at $125.85, down 32.5. April feeders at $158.75 are $1 lower, and the lean hogs for the day at $69.90 per 100 pounds are down 7.5 cents. Just a quick reminder, a couple of things that are happening this evening. I'll be in Sherman, Illinois at the Farm Credit Illinois building along with Gary Schnicke to talk about crop insurance and the Arc County numbers for 2015. We'll also have Dan Zwicker, Mike Zuzulo, and Kurt Kimmel with us this evening. Then tomorrow I'll be in Litchfield at the Lincoln Land Community College building. That's at 10 o'clock in the morning, though it's part of a bigger program for St. Francis Hospital. Starts around 8 with some tax issues that are related to agriculture and farming. But at 10 o'clock, I'll have Chip Nellinger along with Mike Zuzulo and Dan Zwicker with me. So those two events are coming up. And then next week, of course, the all-day agricultural outlook is at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You can still buy your tickets if you'd like. Willag.org, willag.org, or 800-898-1065. And finally, one other thing for the day, starting March the 14th, that's a couple of weeks away now, the 9:50 a.m., or the segment you're listening to, will be moved, actually, just go away for a while, the length of the duration, because we're changing some things here on the station, and I'll talk to you more about that over time, but I'm not terribly upset about it. And mostly we moved the CME group's opening from 9:30 to 8:30, and not much of a reason to update twice in 1 hour during the morning, because things just don't change that often. Now, given that, let's turn our attention to Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Wayne, it is a turnaround Tuesday, but boy, news is really slight in the marketplace today.
It is, Todd, and I'll tell you what, you know, we were a little stronger earlier when I come in this early this morning. We've sold off, we've rallied back, we've sort of just sit here and we're sitting with these lot of zeros and quarter up to quarter down this morning. The big news of the day is we finally do have our insurance numbers, though. Looks like 386 for corn and 885 for beans. You know, considering how the month finished, those are some pretty decent numbers. Good thing we had a good beginning of the month.
Yeah, so we have a turnaround Tuesday. I think that this first day of March, probably most people, if you had asked, would have said, given where we are in the trading range, that today would be, at least at the beginning of it, an up day. Can we manage to follow through, do you think, for a few days?
Well, we'd sure like to think so. You know, the 350 basically is sort of the bottom, and the corn, the 850, the bottom, and the beans there have moved on to the May contract now. So we're hoping that that can add a little support on in here. You know, we've seen a lot of different weather forecasts coming out. I know Drew Lerner sort of updated his and talking for a very wet spring in the southeast, but get dry conditions and fast planting in the west, and maybe some problems with the wheat if we get some cold weather again because of the coming out of dormancy in a lot of areas.
Hey, speaking of the weather, just 1 week from today, we'll be at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You've been to all of these. Some have been at really good weather. Some have been really bad. But it appears at this point that next week will feel like late spring as opposed to anything else.
You know, you're going to feel like going to the field rather than coming to the Beef House. But basically, I think going to be a lot of good information again here, a lot of different guys to talk to, a great time to get together, and a lot of knowledge being shared. So looking forward to it one more time.
Absolutely. So that day we'll have a dozen of our regular on-air analysts, including you, Wayne Nelson, and Emerson Nafziger will be there. Gary Schnitke will be there to talk about crop insurance. That'll probably be really important for most people. The ARC County payments that could come in 2015. I made note on the information, Wayne, that he wrote about that last week. At this point, that in Piatt County, there are only three counties in the state of Illinois that probably won't get an ARC County payment for the 2015 crop. Two of them are in southern Illinois, and then just Piatt County, because they had such good corn yields last fall. I suppose far enough above their normals that they aren't looking at much of a payment. The rest of the places in the state are looking at a pretty sizable payment, relatively speaking, for ARC County. I think it was around $60 or $65. So we'll talk about that next week too, and we'll go through some of probably the Indiana numbers, I would think.
Again, that'll be great, and it'll be a time when these farmers can really use a little payment next fall, and you know, to help them with that fall cash rent payment. So it'll be very helpful.
And so you'll be busy next week, but you'll also be busy in this crop insurance time. What do farmers need to have gathered up for you when they come in to talk about crop insurance?
Well, I think, you know, most of us have talked a little bit about it and looking at it like that. I think that, you know, if they haven't got their yields turned in that way, but I mean, basically, I think that we all know the expenses are going to be very close to the outcome this year, and we want to basically insure it. And I think that Gary is going to say again next week, as along with everybody else, that this is not the year to cut back on crop insurance because, you know, to have the yields that they're projecting is going to be like three record yields in a row, and we generally don't see three in a row when there's a chance. All sorts of areas we're talking about switching to La Nina, and it could be your area that gets hit with it.
Yeah, so it's important that you choose the important crop insurance or the crop insurance that might protect that higher price as we get to the fall.
If you know, if you've been aggressively pricing in case we would turn around and have a crop failure and the prices go way up, you don't want to be caught without the revenue insurance.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. A quick look at the marketplace tells us again that livestock futures are lower for the day. Live cattle are down 30 to 37 and a half cents. Feeder cattle down 27 and a half to $1.02 and a half cents. And lean hogs between unchanged and 17 and a half cents lower. Corn futures are up about 0.75 cents. Soybeans are just narrowly mixed to higher for the day. Wheat futures are 2 to 4 lower in both the hard and the soft red. The outside markets with the energies trading the ethanol futures at $1.36 and 8 cents. That's a penny lower for the day. Crude oil futures at $33.71 a barrel, down 3 cents, and gasoline at $1.28 and 6 cents. That's 3 and 4 tenths of a cent lower. Diesel fuel at $1.09 and 3 cents is just about unchanged, and natural gas for the day at $1.72 is about unchanged as well. Dow Jones Industrial Average now stands at 16,672. It's 174 points higher. The U.S. dollar at 98.38 has gained 1.61 on the day, and the gold futures for the afternoon, or rather the morning, are trading at $1,232.75 troy ounce. They're down $1.75. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90. 90.9. HD3 Urbana, we're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. I'll be traveling today and tomorrow. Hope to see some of you either in Sherman or in Litchfield. You can always visit our website to see where I'll be traveling to and what the Outlook panels might look like, who's on them. And don't forget, you can also purchase your tickets for the All-Day Agricultural Outlook just one week away now here at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. A dozen of our regular on-air analysts, plus four or five extra folks, and we'll have people in the booth space around the outside that you hear on the air, too. So be sure to get your tickets now. They're just $30, and that includes your rolling coffee in the morning and a great Beef House meal at the noon hour. It's at WILLAG.org. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.